You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You want smart talk? You came to the right place. You want well-behaved hosts? Yeah, that's not happening. John and Gordy are back, armed with microphones, coffee, and way too much confidence. This is the John and Gordy Show on 92.7 WMDX.
It's not so much confidence. It's more arrogance.
Yeah, I don't really feel confident.
No. But we feel arrogant, don't
yeah,
we?
Sure.
We've got the microphones, you know.
Yep, that's it.
Right. Yeah, well, here we are again. Another unbelievable evening. If you had a chance to step outside last night and just check out the full moon, it's out there right now on the west side of our city. Just gorgeous. Just unbelievable. We were playing out in the yard, my dog and me, and she was like looking off and, you know, barking and looking off. And I'm thinking, now, how could she see a squirrel way over there? And I'm thinking, instead, she might have seen that moon.
Oh, that could be.
Through the trees.
Yeah.
So she didn't quite understand that. She's still
excited.
Very, very angry about the balloon. The number two balloon that we had in the studio for our second year.
Yeah.
She cannot get used to the balloon. I had to take it downstairs in my workout room and just put it up there. And then she went down there accidentally and just kind of, you know, carused, looking for something to chew on, you know, some bad thing to eat. And she saw the balloon and she just went ballistic again. So that balloon, I don't think it's going to deflate anytime soon either. But
freaked her out, huh?
Yeah, she can't handle they don't understand balloons for some reason, you know?
It's not on their radar, apparently.
Yeah, you're going to desensitize our dogs to balloons, folks.
Well, it's very, very shiny, and it just kind of floats around
It does. So. It's very shiny.
And it doesn't,
My dad would love that balloon. He used to describing me to his friends, you know, my son really likes anything that's shiny, any shiny object. You know, that's the way he described me to his friends. You know, I always felt real proud to be with my dad at that point.
When you were just a little kid?
Yeah.
He liked shiny things.
Probably did like shiny things. Well, I like steely boulders. You know, they were kind of shiny.
Steelies were hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were high up in the marble chain.
Yeah, and the cool thing was they bounced.
Mm.
Man, did they bounce.
Yeah.
I bounced ones off the sidewalk of my best friend, his sidewalk in front of his house.
Yeah.
He lived right across the street from me.
Yeah.
And in those days, the ranch-style homes had gigantic picture windows.
Right, yeah.
I bounced a steely boulder right into their picture window.
Oh, did it break?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Put a little punctured hole in it.
Oh, God.
Broke the seal.
Did you get in trouble?
Oops.
You get in trouble?
I got in trouble.
Oh.
Yeah,
They had to replace that window.
Yes, they did.
Man. Yeah, those steely marbles, they're really like bearings, right?
Yeah,
that's
they're
what
just
they
bearings.
Were. Yeah.
But they market them as marbles.
Sure.
what a moment for the steely industry.
Yes.
Hey, think they're marbles. Let's sell them.
More. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they had the regular size marbles, and then they had the little bigger ones.
The boulders.
The boulders. Yeah. Yes.
See, I like the steely boulders. They were gigantic and very heavy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could kill somebody with one of those.
I was very good at marbles at the time.
Yeah.
It's a moment in my life where, you know, I experienced life without a cell phone.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people don't know about that now, but, you know, life existed before cell phones, before you had to occupy yourself holding it at all times. Now, you know, you look back and you think, wow, how did we ever think tops or
marbles
yo-yos or marbles were...
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
could occupy your time for a long period of time.
Yeah, you had the tops. I remember those.
Do you?
Those were fun, man.
The crazy thing was, with the Dunkin' yo-yos, we learned how to use the yo-yo with the back of our hand. You flipped your hand.
Right.
You didn't just drop it out of your hand like the old days, right? Mm-hmm. And then the tops, the same thing. You had to spin it out of your hand backward. And it
kind of whip it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever play, what was the other one? Jax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember Jax, Don?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
I actually do remember Jax.
Did they still sell those?
I didn't play it, but I know about it. And I know my parents really liked it.
Yeah, don't play it.
Yeah.
don't go back to that.
I did. I used to play Beyblades, which were like,
what?
They were kind of like tops. It was the same thing, but it was very stylish and it was metal. And it was, they had a whole like arena that you can just spin them and play with them. And that's what
I remember those. Yes, yeah. I think my kid had one of those.
Yeah. They were so fun.
Yeah.
So fun.
Then, you know, things progressed a little bit. We got to Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That was the next big thing.
Yeah. Boy, that was a cool game.
Well, the original
one. That was good, yeah.
You can still buy those, but it's not the same.
No.
I don't know what they changed on it, but it's not as good.
Yeah, I think the box or something, the container that they exist in, that you manipulate them in.
Yeah.
It was stronger or bigger or harder, more solid.
And when you punched the guy in the jaw just the right way, his head would go up.
Yep.
You know, or it would make a noise. It would kind of...
I can't remember that. I love that game, though.
I know.
It was a little more expensive than I could afford, I think. but I really wanted one.
Okay. Well, we're just getting going on a Wednesday morning, and weather today is looking okay. In fact, it's going to be a nice day. 46 degrees currently. Do you have your WMDX Samsung watch?
I do. You know, it updated.
Sunrise and the sunset times. the high today around 56 degrees.
Oh, look at this.
What?
This is
what do you have?
A whole new face on there. Oh, man. I used to have to look for it at the bottom of the screen, and now
very
it's just
cool.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Well, and now it's real obvious to me.
Oh, you have Catherine on there.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. Sunrise, 6:37. And sunset at 4:43. Wow.
4:43.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, Catherine.
I needed to hear that. I needed to hear the sunset.
Yes, there you go.
You okay?
Yes, I'm so lying in bed, of course. I just wanted to let you know that you spurred my imagination. I was seeing myself as a 5, 6, 7-year-old under the tree at Christmas. Yeah. And seeing all those wonderful games that you were talking about, most of which I brought out to my high school reunion.
Oh.
And everybody had fun with. But what I really started thinking about was watching my brother, and I bet you guys had one of these. The game that you plug in or turn on, and it's a football game, right? With the parts, you set them up, and then the thing just vibrates.
Right? Yeah, the players are going all over the
yes,
field.
Yes, I remember that.
Watching him.
How
he's
mindless.
7 years older than me. So I'm, you know, however much old I am, but he's playing with this game, and I thought, well, that's how football works. He just vibrates the ground.
Well, yeah, that
I know
a great
that,
game.
That's the craziest mindless game you could ever have. It just vibrates and you win or lose
based on random movement.
Yes, random movements
of the players.
Wow, and the guy marketed it became billionaires. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Catherine.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Wow. You can't understand that one?
You've never heard of that, huh?
No, that one I've heard of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, but I've never heard of that vibrating football game. I don't know. What's the goal?
It was, well.
Well, there good, really was no goal. Because they moved on their own. It was magic.
Yeah. That was wild. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. I wonder if we can find one of those online somewhere.
Yeah. You
know, some of those old games that are... probably worth some big money.
Goodwill,
make them
Salvation
anymore.
Army.
Oh, yeah. Goodwill.
What is that planet? It's an antique shop out on Verona Road.
Atomic Antiques.
Antiques.
Yeah.
Wonder
yeah,
if they
that's
have
a great place.
That.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for my Hams beer sign that they used to have up in the bars, where the water, where there was a rotating water stream behind the screen, and it looked like water was actually moving in the lake and on waterfalls.
It was beautiful.
And, I could just sit there and watch that.
I'm looking online right now, and you can get one off eBay for $635.
Yes. Yes, you can.
What a deal.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Damn those guys.
I know. Yeah, that was a great sign.
Yeah.
Because you could, it hypnotized you.
It did.
I guess I need another beer.
That one of the great signs to have for the little kid at the bar. You know, your parents are out there, you know, having fun at the diner. Yeah. And this thing is rotating and rotating. They're getting higher and higher. And you're sitting there just mesmerized by a ham sign.
the memories. Yeah.
You know, we went up north a while back, maybe 10 years ago, and we went to a supper club up there, and it was the most incredibly bizarre-looking supper club ever because it's right in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's gorgeous, and it's well lit up. These people put lights on the outside. It was just beautiful. I mean, it was like a destination, you know? Mm. And we went in there, and it's just a bar, and they weren't real friendly, but they had a ham sign up on the wall. And
oh,
it was
really?
Just, yeah, and it was just so cool. I mean, they're very cool then. I know they had the lighting, they had the ham sign up, and I was I became friends of theirs. They weren't initially friendly because we're strangers in a strange town.
Yeah.
But, you know, then they warmed up to us because I was mesmerized by the ham's sign. It's a, you know, it's an icebreaker, really.
Sure. Well, there are people that collect those kind of signs. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they have a lot of them. There's so many from that year, from the early 60s. With those kind of mechanical things inside of them that made them move. Yeah. Cool stuff.
I really wanted to make one of my own. You know, it's just a stupid thing to do. I don't have that much time on my hands to try to make my own ham sign.
Well, you tend to collect old clocks, right? You got that donut clock.
Yep, got the donut clock that I got in like 1969 or 70, and it's still going.
It's beautiful.
It actually burned out the original clock hands, but had that replaced.
Which donut company was that for?
That was Mr. Donut.
Mr. Donut. That was a great place.
And there was another franchise called Amy Joy Donuts.
That one I don't know.
Yeah. And I have cups from each one of those businesses.
How'd you get those?
I stole their porcelain cups.
were the guy.
I was fast. Yeah, they ran out of cups. And no, it didn't take that many. But, you know, the thing is, there's not one chip in any of those cups after all these years.
Amazing, huh?
They don't chip. They're, you know, they're industrial.
Duty. Yeah.
And industrial like cups.
I'm surprised with your history of working at Big Boy restaurants
that I don't have a Big Boy cup. Have one.
Big Boy paraphernalia.
I do not have any. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were great restaurants.
Oh, I did. The old one. I know. I really liked it. You got off and you smell like grease. You know.
You were the short order cook?
Yeah. No, I was the big boy cook.
Oh.
But you know, I had to do the fries and the onion rings, and you know, that just coated you. You know, you walked out of there smelling like the greasy strangler. If anybody has ever watched the movie The Greasy Strangler, wow, that is a movie to see.
Really, The Greasy Strangler.
The Greasy Strangler.
We'll have to look that one up.
It's a cult favorite.
All right, 19 past the hour, just getting going on a Wednesday morning. Mike McCabe will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending?
Yeah. What is trending? WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy, we're trending. And I'm at the controls, trending as well.
Mm-hmm. 22 minutes past the hour, looking partly cloudy over State Street, downtown Madison right now. It's 46 degrees, highs in the mid-50s. It's going to be a nice day.
And right here, Lynn
texted
us and said the big boy in Wisconsin Dells has like 25 of those big 4 or 6 foot high statues in various painted jobs, plus dozens of branded merchandise. No kidding.
Wow.
There is one up in the Dells? Wow. Okay.
Not sure. I guess there must be. And also, Steve from Mount Horeb says, back in the 70s, I was a member of the Big Boy Club.
Oh.
You got a free burger on your birthday.
Oh, yes.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I made a special burger for those individuals.
Did you?
The birthday burgers. That was...
Really?
Well, it took longer, but it was well worth it, you know.
Okay.
To the Big Boy Birthday Club. Right. Matt is on the line. What do you got for us, Matt?
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. My grandfather described toys as pieces of shrapnel in the yard and wood.
Wow, I guess he ran across a few of those. Wow.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
But I also watched The Greasy Strangler a couple weeks ago with my girlfriend, and it's extremely odd.
It is really truly a classic, isn't it? Isn't it?
Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie.
Yes, I know.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh. What was
but,
the...
But way to go, Ma'am Dami. That was a great speech.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big win.
Yeah, we have a cut from... Well, we should play that, Ma'am Dami's cut, right? Why don't we just play it now?
All right.
All right, let's play it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. Let's play Ma'am Dami's big statement to Trump.
Okay.
All right.
By the way,
you don't see it?
Phone number here is 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We've got it now.
Well,
here's
Ma'am
Dami.
Okay, here we go.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him. And if there is any way to terrify a despot, it is by dismantling the very conditions that allowed him to accumulate power.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
This is not only how we stop Trump, it's how we stop the next one.
Yes.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have 4 words for you. Turn the volume up.
Wow, listen to that crowd.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, not only did he win, but all of the other Democrats in the races around the country won as well. And it looks like California is going to redistrict.
Yes, that was a big win.
Yeah, that's a great win, too.
Big wins in Virginia and New Jersey.
Yeah.
So we'll have
and
more
a bunch of,
that.
Of great candidates, by the way, not just winning, but they won handily because they're great candidates.
Yes.
I guess that new and next generation is really coming on strong. And well, they should. We're going to talk about one of the next generation politicians with Mike McCabe. He pointed out one, and it's an individual that we've played a few times on this show.
Yeah.
Not the one in New Mexico, not in Texas, but this is a different one. So we'll be getting to that later on with Mike McCabe.
He'll be joining us in a little more than an hour from now.
Yeah. Oh, that was exciting, though. My guys were all over.
Were they? Yeah,
Ma'am
watching
Dami.
It.
Yeah. Oh, they just loved him right off the bat. You know, this is the guy. This is and it's not... You know, this thing about democratic socialist,
it's just a name.
You know, they just don't get any of these definitions, all of these categories, you know. It's not communism. It isn't close to communism. It's nothing like communism. But they don't care about that. They just care about what they're told, what they're fed by their party. And the mega party is very deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're aware of that. You remember, even during the election, we brought that up with a few people, even CJ. But the thing is that they think, well, he's just saying stuff. He's just, you know, tweaking you. No, he's not. He's not just saying the stuff. We know now that he meant everything he said. Mm-hmm. And of course, when he said he didn't know anything about Project 2025, he meant that that's what he wanted you to think.
Right.
He knew everything about it, or at least, you know, a little bit. He doesn't really retain information very well. But but he's got the people in place to carry out all of that stuff, and it is happening as we speak. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, Mamdani, he won pretty handily.
Yeah.
Fine. It was 50% for him and 41% for Cuomo.
That's big.
Yeah.
That is very big.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
He handily won. Yeah. And Silva, I should say, had 7%.
Sliwa. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guardian Angel.
Right. I remember him.
Way back when.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. They were all wearing
and it was
kind of
cool. I mean, yeah. You know, it was, well, they were vigilantes
yes.
in a way.
Right.
But I kind of liked them. I don't know why. Oh, yeah. And maybe I was just really big into vigilantism.
Well, was the beret.
Still have my outfit at home on the wall. Yeah, you know, I really.
You have the beret.
Yeah. I tried it, you know, thought of it. But,
I think
you know,
berets are coming back.
Yeah. Batman stole my thunder.
Did he?
So I left it up to Batman to do the rest.
It's 6:29, and coming up, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Then right around the corner, Idiocracy for a Wednesday. John and Gordy, along with our producer, Dominic Lee, coming right back.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down.
God, I'm so stupid!
Stupid, foolish, gullible, doltish, dumbbell, lazy.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen. You are fake news.
That's the best stupid thing I've ever heard this week, man.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Whoa, yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff here, and it is sickening. It is horrific. It is tantalizing. It's entertaining.
What?
It's not
really
funny, but you know, it's so tragic.
Okay.
Just can't wait. Take your eyes off this accident.
It is 6:35 and a cloudy start this morning here in Madison, downtown. Traffic is moving along smoothly right now at the corner of Fairchild and State Street. And we're at 46 degrees, highs in the mid-50s today.
All right. This is the big news, and we'll repeat this next hour as well. I haven't seen any headlines on this, but Trump says he's refusing to follow the court order to provide SNAP benefits to millions of Americans. I don't know if that's out there, if this is happening or not. I saw the news story, and I saw his post on Truth Social. He said SNAP benefits, which increased by billions and billions of dollars, many fold in parentheses, during crooked Joe Biden's disastrous term in office due to the fact that they were haphazardly handed out to anyone for the asking as opposed to just those in need, which is the purpose of SNAP, parentheses, will be given only when the radical left Democrats open up government, which they can easily do, and not before. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
So he's still trying to blame the Democrats for... not
still trying to get some mileage out of it. I don't know who's listening or who cares. You know, CJ, of course, he's buying into all of this stuff. Just wait till these policies come around and bite him in the ass.
Right.
And then he, well, I didn't think he would do this. I didn't know he did that. Well, I didn't see that happening. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. All right. You will be seeing that happen. Yeah. Anyway, that is that's the big headline, I think, this morning, besides the election. Let's go to the phones right now. Joe is on the line. Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
Good morning.
Good, you guys. I just wanted to add into the discussion here. I know there have been some meltdown and thoughts of rich New Yorkers fleeing to the city of Miami, which just elected a Democrat.
So good luck there.
But there was this, oh my God, it's I'm Donnie in New York as a socialist mayor. I think it's a great time to point out that our city of Milwaukee has had socialist mayors in the past. Not just one, not two, but three avowed socialist mayors in the past. Seidel, Hohen, and then Zeidler was the last one. And during their time, they did such things as implementing the 8-hour workday. Thank you. Putting forth the first public funding of a housing project in the U.S. and the creation of the Milwaukee Park System. Kind of a nice thing. Getting the creation of UW-Milwaukee. Kind of a nice thing. So when we're all worried about Mamdani and his free bus service, maybe that's a good thing in terms of getting people around a big city like New York in an efficient fashion. Hello.
Yeah.
I would say from the looking at the city of Milwaukee, we did just fine with Democratic Socialist mayors. Just fine. And go to the park system and look at the lake and say, thank you for a Democratic Socialist mayor.
Yes. No, that's a great idea. In fact, people should go on the internet and find out about the socialist mayors out of Milwaukee. They really, really just put Wisconsin well ahead of all the other states. They were great actual mayors. It was just fantastic. Yeah.
So perhaps it's great history. Example that he will be following. Yeah. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Having come from Milwaukee and mm-hmm. grew up in Milwaukee, I knew all about that. And it was just there's just a rich legacy of socialism in Milwaukee, and people just loved it, and it caught on throughout the entire nation. A lot of these things that they started went nationwide, as Joe had mentioned. So,
I wasn't aware of that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
We could have even asked Mike McCabe. He brought it up one time during one of his discussions, so we should talk to him about that. Just fantastic stuff. But we don't have to talk to him about it. we have so many good. I know we got we got some really good things to talk to him about. We really do.
Okay.
He brought up some really good points. All right, we'll get to that later. Let's get to some of the idiocracy here.
All right.
In 2016, Trump promised Lordstown, Ohio, that he was going to save their auto jobs. All right. In 2019, the Lordstown plant closed anyway, despite what Trump had promised. In 2024, Biden got to reopen the EV plant in Lordstown. Today, Trump forced its closing again of the EV plant in Lordstown. And the problem is, as soon as he attacked and wanted to do away with EVs, electric vehicles, he destroyed the entire industry. I mean, Ford is really, really just, trying to recover from the losses they're taking on their manufactured EV vehicles and trucks because of the rebates that went away.
Yeah.
And because of the charging stations, the big holdup on the EV movement is the charging station. Mm. They're not out there enough. They're not proliferating throughout the nation enough. And of course, Biden left that legacy of just putting the charging stations in everywhere, and he repealed that, and now they're not doing that anymore, and the bottom has dropped out of the EV market here, even though China's just rushing ahead.
Oh, yeah.
China's just filling European countries with their vehicles, but their go-around, they were manufacturing some of their Chinese vehicles in Mexico, but that has been put on hold because Trump noticed that, so there is a tax on those vehicles, they can't sell them here in the U.S. And those vehicles are well ahead of most of the manufacturers here in this country.
Mm.
So Kia, I have a Kia.
Yeah.
It's a great vehicle. I mean, it's wonderfully designed and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is a space car. But, you know, we really need to have the kind of competition that some of these other manufacturers make, and some of the innovations. And I think, you know, the manufacturers here in this country could learn a lot from the Chinese manufacturers.
Well, China has surged ahead in the last 10 years in solar. I mean, they've just gone totally in on solar.
It's not what Trump is saying, that they're building all these coal plants, and they're going ahead with the coal plants, and they're just killing us with cheap manufactured windmills,
right,
as he calls them. Windmills, you know, as they crank out grain, flour from the grain that they grind up. I still can't get over that. My head can't wrap around how stupid he is. Anyway, okay. I'm calling his him names again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I shouldn't do that.
No.
All right. All right, here, let's talk about those health savings accounts that they want to bring into the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
But that's their solution, by the way. Is giving you a chance to create a health savings account to help you. This is why I'm bringing this up. The worrying is health savings accounts will help you pay your share of costs for health care. Okay? Health savings accounts will help you pay your share. Those health savings accounts have your money in it. They don't help you do anything. You know, you put money in the health savings account, then you take it out and you pay your health care bills. I mean, it's a stopover. You know, I mean,
that's
what it insinuates.
Right.
Like they're matching the money. There's money in there already.
They're going to help you.
You set up these health savings accounts. We've got a whole bunch of money sitting in there for you to pay your bills. No. You have to put your money in the health savings account.
What a deal.
I know. Yeah. It is quite a deal, isn't it? Boy, they've got a lot of good ideas.
That's the plan. Huh?
Mike Johnson was waving around this big tablet size. Oh, we got ideas from the last 10 years. Well, those are great ideas. Wow. Let's run to get that one. I don't know. We don't need the teletype. I got another story here, completely disconnected from the health savings account. But we have to get these things out there because I'm saving these things up, and I carry a big tablet with me. So I want everybody to know this stuff, okay?
Get it out there.
Proposing health for Americans, that's all really really fine and dandy. But you know what? There are problems, you know. And Caroline Leavitt is calling out the Democrats, the radical lunatics, for our proposals to get, you know, people with health care, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's hear Cut 12. This is Caroline Leavitt responding to a question about health care. Let's listen.
Caroline, real quick, is the president not concerned that if you scrap the filibuster, it will be used against the Republicans in the future, where the Democrats will pass legislation without any input from Republicans?
I think the president is realistic in realizing that the Democrats are going to do that anyway. You had two Democrats who were opposed to it, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. And where are they? Neither of them are in the United States Senate today because they were pushed out by the far left radical base that has completely taken over the Democrat Party. Again, these are radical left lunatics in charge of the Democrat Party today, and they will nuke the filibuster. They want to make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They don't care about our sacred institutions in our country. And so Republicans need to play tough and they need to play smart. And that's what President Trump thinks.
Yeah, you know, packing the courts. I guess, you know, the Republicans did it. Yeah, they denied Obama a nominee.
Yes.
And then they put Amy in real quick.
Tony Barrett.
Real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
fast tractor.
They didn't pack the courts at all. And you know, the radical, what is it? The radical, what does she call
radical
it?
The lunatics?
The far left radical lunatics.
Lunatics.
Want health care for everybody, which is pretty outrageous, isn't it? I mean, why would we ever want to do that?
Because all the other industrial countries in the world have that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, wait, by the way, our politicians, the people we elected to represent us, also have that.
Oh.
They have health care, too.
Yeah,
isn't that funny how that
even
works?
During the shutdown, they've got their paychecks coming in and healthcare is working.
But technically, you know, we are the far left radical lunatics just asking for the public to finally get their due. That's why we have elected these individuals in the first place.
Mm.
I don't know.
We got a text here from Mark in the SAC. He says the governments that Republicans so admire, like Russia and Hungary, have universal health care.
Yes, they do.
Why can't we?
Yes, they do. So,
thanks, Mark.
But they're run by dictators, so we don't want to have wait a minute, that's not right. and the European countries that all have it, they're all commie countries.
No.
Well, yeah, I guess not.
It works for them.
You know, not one thing that they say will happen to this country if we have universal health care happened in any of the other countries, including, as you mentioned, Viktor Orban's wonderful country, and of course Putin's.
Yes.
So now let's go to the foreigners, the dangerous drivers. Oh, we don't have time.
Well, we're getting close.
Kristi Noem is blasting those truck drivers.
Is she?
Those immigrant truck drivers out there, but she should talk. We'll get to that story in a moment.
And coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Mike McCabe will join us, Substack blogger and author. It's 6:48. We're coming right back with more Idiocracy. John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, yeah. Yes, keep going. They got all wrapped up in it. That's from the Greasy Strangler. Big thumbs up. High recommendation for me for one of the worst movies, but one of the most fun movies to watch.
What is it again?
It's the Greasy Strangler. And that was probably one of the only cuts that we could play without obscenities in it.
Sounds like a great movie.
Yeah.
So we go to phones here.
Yeah.
Kurt is on the line here from Madison. Good morning, Kurt. What do you got today?
Good morning. You know, I really think that we have to start calling the Republicans by their proper names, since Carolyn Leavitt can't seem to say Democratic. So let's call them the Republicans. They're all conners. They lie all the time. And again, just for anybody that may have missed it last time I spoke about this, I was in Germany and I needed to see a doctor, walked in, was examined, and I paid $36. $36.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get eggs for $36.
I know. I know Tom Hartman has a story where, you know, he got treatment in a European country and he was getting out his checkbook and he said, "No, you don't have to pay anything. Just go. Just go."
Wow.
See, that's how easy it is. That's what could happen. Mm-hmm. And I just got to say this,
Kurt,
too,
thank
because,
you
know, I'm always shopping. I'm always out there shopping for kitchen items.
You are a consumer.
Trying to make my kitchen a little bit more easier to handle. But the one thing that I really hate, and I think this has something to do with Trump and his obsession with gold, is they have the gold utensils now. Have anybody seen this stuff? Gold utensils. Everything is gold colored.
Really?
Yes. They're going to the gold color. I just saw a commercial where they're putting in their forks and spoons in the dishwasher, and it was a dishwasher thing.
Yeah.
But they were all gold, and I'm thinking, ugh. Not happening here, folks. Not happening here. All right. I'm just looking at a current story here. I want to get it on. A federal judge reviewing the conditions at an immigration enforcement area at ICE in the suburbs in Chicago. Call the thing, the facility, disturbing, disgusting, and unconstitutional. This is Robert Gettleman. He is reviewing what's going on in Broadville, Illinois. And I have a cut that I was going to try to fit in somehow. I didn't have a story connected to it. But this is what's happening, and this is a summation from an attorney down there in Illinois who is looking into this. So let's hear just how bad things are that this judge here, Robert Gettleman, is talking about. Listen.
A class action lawsuit was just filed in the Northern District of Illinois about conditions in the Broadview Processing Facility, an ICE processing facility that's being illegally used as a detention facility in the Chicago suburbs. I just finished reading the complaint. I'm actually sick to my stomach. My name is Rachel. I'm an attorney. I'm Chicago-based. If you're a processing facility, it's not designed to have people held for extended periods of time, but there are people that have been held there for 3 weeks or more. People are sleeping on concrete floors or plastic chairs. Sometimes people are having to stand up through the night because these cells are so overcrowded. There's insufficient food and water, and federal agents sometimes view food and water as rewards for good behavior. There's no showers. There's two inoperable showers that are used for storage in the facility. There's no distribution of menstrual products. There's no soap. Pregnant women are held here for days. There was a woman in her late 70s that was held for 4 days. There's no food facilities or food prep staff. The toilets are in the holding cells. They are visible across mixed gender spaces. There's no medical intake. People don't have access to their meds. Pregnant people have been denied access to their meds. People who are diabetic have been denied access to their meds. One man appeared to have a heart attack and officers laughed at him. Attorneys aren't able to contact their clients or to enter the facility. The online detainee locator is not updated, so people do not know where their clients are. Officers are routinely using racial slurs and telling people incorrectly that they do not have rights to contact an attorney while they are in this facility. There's been protests happening outside of the Broadview ICE facility for months. These are conditions you would read about in a history class where you were learning about 1930s Germany.
There you go.
Wow.
Huh? And that's happening in our country. Outside of Chicago, Broadville, Illinois, and I just no wonder this judge is freaking out. This is part of that lawsuit she mentioned.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Wow.
Ooh, takes your breath away, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, our caller mentioned talking about Republicans as Republicans.
Right. Yeah, Kurt mentioned that.
Yeah, I always thought if I could just say Republicrats. Because that's what they, you know, it's Democrat.
Yeah.
Democrats instead of Democratic. So I always thought that if I just use that, but I just can't make up names. I can never just use a made up name to describe even, you know, the blob, you know, our president. As much as I want to use the blob, we're using the music instead of the blob in order to take the place of me being able to say it.
I don't know. I think Kurt had a good idea with the Republicans.
Yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, listen.
But
all right. So anyway, yeah, the Republicrats.
Yeah,
you know, throw the crat at them. You know, if they're going to use Democrat, then let's use the Republicrat.
Mm-hmm. We got a text here from Gary in Madison. By the way, you can text us anytime on the Civic Media app. Free to download, free to use, and get right in. These Republicans on public payroll want to decide others how much to pay for health care while they get a free ride. Well, that's, you know, that's the way it's been.
That's right.
And that's the way it's going to stay, apparently, for a while.
For a while, anyway. Yeah. We don't want this to happen, but this is the way things are now. And by the way, if you liked the Dark Left, well, we've got another story.
Oh, good.
From the Dark Left coming up next hour, and it is about propaganda. So we'll get to that in just a little while.
Okay. It is 6:59. Also coming up, Mike McCabe will join us in about a half an hour. And talk about his latest Substack blog and much more straight ahead. We've got news, weather updates, sports, and then we're back with more of John and Gordy for a Wednesday on WMDX. Stay right where you've got it, right here.
Step down, step down, watch a heel crush, crush. Uh-oh, that means no beer, Cavalier, Renegade, Steer Clear, Tournament, Tournament, Tournament of Lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.